just crushed the enemy. Now he's underneath my feet. I'm marching out in victory. Hallelujah, I am free. God's gonna get my praise. God's gonna get my praise. Devil, get out of my way. God's gonna get my praise. God's gonna get my praise.
Sometimes it feels dead. You just gotta flip a switch and life comes into it. Sometimes we feel dead, but sometimes flipping a switch, just getting some worship, getting some praise, and life begins to flow into it. And it's easy. Amen. That's one of my favorite songs. And I'm grateful to be able to give God praise in a house with people like you. And I believe that also not only are we going to praise God together, but we're also going to go to God together with prayer for the needs that we have on this list, that we have Carson Rayleigh, Ray Mason, Danny Bramlett, Bev Farrell, Tanya Newsom, Sharon Sterrett, Sherry Powell, Hunter Bramlett, Vernice Smith, Charlotte Murray, Geraldine Osmus, Paula Foster, Cody Sullivan. And if you have any need in your body tonight, I encourage you to step out to be prayed with and prayed for. Ministers will anoint you with oil. And I believe that the healer, the King of Kings, the one that you've read of every miracle in the Bible, the one that you have heard stories about, the one you've experienced in your own life before, is here tonight to move, to restore whatever your need is. If you think it's too far gone, if you think it's not a big enough of a deal to even bring attention to, it is the God that knows the details. It's the God that sees you where you are, but then sees where he's wanting to bring you. So I encourage you tonight to say, God, I have a need. God, I have a situation. God, I have a concern. I have something that I'm dealing with, that I'm struggling about, that I'm worried about. And so, God, I'm giving it to you. I'm lifting it up to you because I don't want to deal with it anymore. I don't want to struggle anymore. So, God, move today in every life, every need, every heart. In Jesus' name.
Still inside the storm, the promise on the
Mission pledge is due. Is that today?
That's today.
Today, the mission pledge is due. We have on the 29th our Ladies United Fellowship that is going to be, so I would guess if today's the 28th, it's tomorrow. The 29th is going to be our Ladies United Fellowship, and it's going to be at Bratcher's Nursery, and Sister Amanda Little is going to be speaking. You don't want to miss it, ladies. Sign-up sheet is in the foyer. From what I gather, these are phenomenal meetings that, ladies, if you can at all make it to go, be there at Bratcher's Nursery and sign up in the foyer so they know that you're coming. And then also we have, if you've seen on the overhead, our 2024 Church Beautification Pledge Drive. Super exciting. It's an opportunity for us to be able to upgrade the outward appearance of our church through the painting, through a new roof, and through new shrubbery, bushes, basically anything that's it's going to really beautify our church. It is an opportunity that's great. Then we see on the goal there is $200,000 that you have the opportunity and the chance that even if you didn't know how to do this before, even with just your tithes or your offering, you're able to pay with PushPay. That it's online, that you're able to text a number. It's 66766, I believe, or 77677. Do you know? I don't know why I trusted you completely with that. But it's one of them. We'll figure it out for you. And you can scan the QR code right there. But you're able to set up weekly, monthly, or bi-weekly payments. It just automatically comes out. You don't even have to think about it. You could do that with your tithes. That's what I do. That way you don't make sure you don't forget. But then also, if you're wanting to make sure that you're wanting to be a part and give to this beautification process, then you're able to decide, you know what, I want to put this amount weekly, this amount monthly, this amount bi-weekly, and it automatically just starts going towards furthering our church. It's a great opportunity. If you have any questions about that, please reach out to Sister Lisa Calico or Sister Mary Lou Morton, and they will get that answered for you. There it is, 77977. That's what it is. It was one of them. We're going to get there. And so, and then on in May, we have on the 4th is our North Texas District Men's Spring Retreat. This is not a church service. It's not men's conference. That's going to be in September. This is purely fellowship with guys getting together, that there's going to be breakfast. There's going to be a little bit of worship there. Lunch, skeet shooting, pistol shooting, cornhole, horseshoes, awards, you name it, they've got it. Guys, make sure you're wanting to plan to go to that. It's going to be at the Life Church in Stephenville, Texas. And then also we have our Mother's Memorial pledge card that you have the opportunity to get. The offering is due July 1st. Simply just fill out the card, place it in the offering plate as it comes by. And if you want to sponsor a foreign Bible college student, it's $200 to sponsor. Please make sure that you note that on your pledge card if you are interested in that. We'll have our ushers come. We're going to take our tithes and our offering, and we're going to move further into this beautiful atmosphere of worship that we have here tonight. Father, thank you for this presence. Thank you for this place that we're able to come to glorify your name. I pray you bless what is given tonight. You bless the giver. Anoint the word, but anoint us to receive it and to act on it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are.
Who is a way maker?
Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are.
I worship you.
Meeting every need. I worship. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Even when I don't feel that you're working, you never stop, you never stop working. You never stop, you never stop working. Even when I don't see that you're working, even when I don't feel that you're working.
God bless you as you're seated. What awesome worship we've been led into the last little while. What a joy and what a thrill. Based on what the world indicates, this crowd tonight will by Wednesday have affected 5,000 people. It could be well more than that. I cut it back. They say that you affect 10 people every day. And what happens when you're in the presence of God? It elevates the spirit of man. When you're in under the leadership of the bread or the word of life, it elevates the strength. And so people are watching us and listening to us, and they sense that maybe you're going through a trial, but they sense the victory as they see you smile or act kind and etc. So it is without a question that God said, forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. It's a wonderful thing to magnify the glorious body of Christ that is working in the world. Tonight, I would like to talk about and minister about worldliness, Hollywood or godliness, the church, the people of God. Those are the two factors that make up the spiritual economy of our world. Worldliness or godliness, Hollywood, etc., and the church. There is within the framework of the church every ingredient. Now that's a Holy Ghost church, Jesus' name church, that emanates what he is and what he does and how he does it. And so the beauty of it all is so phenomenal. I'd like to read a little bit of scripture tonight, and I want to talk about this just for a little while. Hollywood and worldliness, which one we feed on the most, which one we imitate the most. And somehow it is my genuine joy to mention to you from the Word of God. Jesus answered and said unto them in Matthew 24:4, take heed that the people don't deceive you. Or that he actually says that no man deceive you. I pluralized it on purpose. 2 Peter 1-3, there were false prophets among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them and brought and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness they shall with feigned words make merchandise of the church, you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Isaiah 5:13, therefore, I like what one of my old Bible school teachers said, when you see the word therefore, see what it's there for. Because following up on it is what it's there for. My people are gone into captivity because they have no knowledge, and their honorable men are famished, and their multitude dried up with thirst. Therefore, hell hath enlarged herself and opened her mouth without measure, and their glory and their multitude and their pomp, and he that rejoiceth shall descend. Doesn't sound like a good idea to me to join that crowd. He didn't lie in one place in this book. It would absolutely destroy everything that he tried to establish. So tonight, I want us to be reminded what's really behind the movie sets. What's really characterizing life. What is really behind the lives of those celebrities, the stars. There's not a lot of depth from what I've seen. And ladies and gentlemen, when you take it to the Word of God, there is an extreme depth. There is a history that will absolutely sanctify and fortify life in its greatest level. I think you're in the right place at the right time tonight to be in the presence of the ministry of the Word of God. The Bible said the preaching of the Word of God builds your faith. And tonight, it is my trust that the Word of God will sanctify and the preaching of the Word of God will multiply the energy level that God has designed for His people or His body that is on the earth. Could we just praise Him right now for the option? Thank you, Father. We love you today. We thank you today. We praise your name today. You are the great God. You are the only wise God. And I thank you for giving us a choice. Oh, it may seem a little old-fashioned to be hanging on and living within the parameters of humility where pride has taken over. It may seem a little weak to care about people that don't care about you, but that's what He did for us. We did not know how to care for Him or to give Him a place in our life until He began to share with us things, truths, spirits that amplified life. And so we're here tonight for two reasons. I care, and I want to reveal real life for now and for later. It is a heaven or hell issue. It is a forever issue. It is not going to be a chance that we're going to come back in a new body and have another opportunity. This is our choice now, to work with Him, to live with Him, to become like Him, will to be enjoy His world forever. He is not in a bind tonight. His sacrifice was already made. It is already complete. All we have to do is cash our checks on the bank of heaven and write our checks on the bank of heaven and cash them at the window of prayer. I was one of our old Baptist brothers that said that one. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here tonight for us to realize it is a heaven or hell issue. It is that daily. It is not just daily. You can live in torment in this world because the torment is when you feel guilty or challenged by something that you don't have the ability to overcome. That is why He gave us His Spirit. He walked through this world. He walked all the way across it through the grave. And He's ascended on high and led captivity captive. And He's looking down tonight saying, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden and burdened down with care. Take my yoke upon you. I am meek and lowly of heart. There is a spirit in this house tonight that makes me want to shout, makes me want to praise Him, makes me want to talk to people tomorrow and tell them there's a living God. He has satisfied the part of my life I could not satisfy for myself. and it's not going to be hell for me, and I'm not planning on going to a dark grave. I'm planning on, if I get in a grave, that there'll already be a light on saying, this is one of them. This is one of them. He died in the faith. He loved it all the way to the grave. And that's the one you want to come get, Jesus. Those that you said you were coming, those that were in you, a new creation, and they were the light of the world. I am here tonight to shout with you. I am here tonight to praise his name with you. I am here to rejoice with you. We are in the kingdom of God, and hell cannot destroy that kingdom. It is already a place of safety. So I reveal the best I can. When you think of Hollywood, what do you generically think of when you see that? Stars, movies, wealthy people, celebrities? What have they done for you? The celebrity we talk about gave you a future. The celebrity that runs the heaven of heavens and godliness, he gives us gifts. The 9 fruit of the Spirit and the 9 gifts of the Spirit. And then he gives us sanctification and all of the other. All you have to do to get it is say, I am willing to follow you. I know you've got a trail of victories. You've got a trail of the science of how to live life. You left us a trail all the way through the graveyard, and I'm not giving up to stop there. That grave, Sheol, is hell. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to somebody tonight that you've been looking for something exciting. Well, there is nothing more exciting than to be in Christ Jesus, a new creation, and all things have passed away and all things are becoming new, and every challenge is going to have a new victory. That's what it means to be a Jesus name person. So, Hollywood, what kind of great marriages do they produce? Well, thankfully, you don't know. Godly conduct. That's why we have through the years tried to help people not to have a TV on in front of their kids, because they see all kind of junk. They hear all kind of junk. It is seldom that men and women have in their home things that, if they're not godly people, they have in their home things that will literally cause children to think all of that's okay, because that's what they're sharing with me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not a new thing. God started this whole process a long time ago. His moral strength to strengthen each person in our country. If somebody falls in the kingdom of God, we go pick them up. But if somebody falls out there, well, they damn them. Well, you ought to know that's what they're going to do. They're pitiful. When the church, when Jesus saw the pitiful, he came and healed them. That's what his church does. When he saw the perishing, they were sent miracle angels and powerful spirits, and that's what the church does. We edify one another. We strengthen one another. We tell each other, man, you mean a lot to me, and this is a wonderful thing. We shake hands not because it's Pentecostal. We shake hands to let them know, I'm still part of your life, brother. I'm still part of your life, sister. I'm still hugging you because you mean a lot to me. We are in Christ Jesus, a new creation. All the stuff that would be going on is not going on because we have been changed. What kind of nation have we produced since churches, so-called spiritual entities, sign people up for heaven but don't give them the power to get there? You say, Pastor, that's harsh. No. What's harsh is to meet the consequences. We are not backing up. We are not changing our modus operandi. We may change a few things that we didn't do. Matter of fact, when I grew up, we didn't go to any ball games. We couldn't even go to putt-putt. That's how disciplined we were. We got caught. What was the skin doctor's name over here? Epiphany? What? Brother Bandel. He says he could remember Roger and I, my brother, coming down to their church. He lived in Baton Rouge, and he went to the church 8 blocks away, and we went down there and snuck a TV show. We went down there, and Roger played ball while I watched the TV. And he said he could still remember seeing us down there, and he could hardly believe that we wound up living right here close to him and him being a part of my life. And, of course, we had a lot of great times together before he went on just taking his motor home and enjoying the world. I hope he's hearing me tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, what can the church give, or what does godliness give? Godliness has to do with spiritual virtues. Holiness has to do with the purification of the use of godliness. And so what happens is, as the godliness substantiates your ability to look the devil in the eye and say, get behind me, Satan. That's when you look the spirits of darkness and doubts and fears and all of the inhibitions and jealousy and strife and all of that stuff. Get behind me. You are not going to get on top of me. I am going to be on top of you. And so tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy is those power sources. And that's where the church rises up and says, you're not getting to my kids. I'll trample you. If you get a spider or a centipede or a snake around, you're going to get rid of it. And I'm telling you that the spirits of darkness and the works of flesh are more damnable than some of that stuff. What is righteous is the fruit of the Spirit. I'm not going to feed my kids any of the limp-listed stuff. I am going to fill them with the joy and the peace and the righteousness, the kindness and the gentleness and the mercy. I'm not going to stop with just getting them in a building. I am going to feed it to them every day. I'm going to live it every day. I'm going to share it every day. It's going to come out of my voice every day. Every day when I talk, they're going to sense he's got joy, joy, joy way down in his heart. He's got, hallelujah, peace that passes understanding. You can't understand when people have got all kind of hell breaking loose over here and all kind of hell over here, and yet right there in the fiery furnace, there the three Hebrew boys was just enjoying Jesus. They were just enjoying virtues that God had substantiated for all who and whosoever will. I want us to praise him right now for giving us a choice that's worth thinking about. Hallelujah. Moral strength to strengthen each person in our country. Honesty and virtue. I have only seen a minimal part of all that God has put in the hands of the church, the body of Christ. The church body has not been blessed in any way by Hollywood. But every time we go to the altar, we are blessed by a fresh cleansing. We're washed by the washing of the word, by the preaching of the word. We are blessed by strength, by prayer. When you pray, hallelujah, the strength of the spirit world begins to move out all the weaknesses and endeavors to put into your strength their spirit, a power source that when the enemy comes around and tries to get your kids all upset and get your boss all upset and all of that, the peace that passes understanding goes to work and says, look, let me tell you something. We can get over this. We can get through this. And if you've done wrong, all you got to do is apologize and say, look, I messed up. And forgiveness is going to come through the spirit world. And oftentimes, it will literally get over on the boss. or the person that has experienced that. So tonight, as we are moving toward our future, we rejoice that the church body has found itself in strength. Now, I put in my notes, television itself that promotes Hollywood really has been a disparaging experience. Because what happens is you see something good and you get to sitting there, and the first thing you know, you wake up and you're seeing something bad. Now, I don't have a TV as such, or we didn't have. I think we do now because you can get it on that cable. I know I've watched a few football games, and they didn't come out of a stereo cassette. So I guess I got a TV. But it's not the kind that you hook up and just do all the kind of, I guess you could even now that I'm thinking about it. Now that y'all got me, I like what one old boy said. He said, you done set me to thinking. Let's say I don't watch that kind of stuff. All right, the Gallup poll shows that there are more churches in America, but the virtue of America is lower than it was when we had less churches. That's the statistics from the world. 40% of so-called Christians say that Jesus committed sin. That's almost unthinkable. Not even the news media gives us a fair estimation of what's happening in America. They do not exalt the godly. They exalt the sin. They exalt the murders. They exalt all of that. But if they would exalt what happens just here on one Sunday, just one service, they would find there is a well springing up into everlasting life. Is there anybody here that would like to stand and portray that well by shouting hallelujah? Thank you for salvation. Thank you for a name that's above every name. Thank you for a glory that puts the world to shame. Thank you, God. My God, there's a revival spirit that's breaking loose all over. There is a coming Messiah. There is a joy. Hallelujah. My. I'm telling you, there's something burning in my soul right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Why don't you come on up here to the singing position here? I'm just about to quit. I don't think I'm through, but I'm about to quit. There is something in this house that tells me that the word of the Lord has put a foundation under this crowd tonight that says, I will not be moved. No weapon formed is going to prosper against me. I am going to live the God life. I'm going to worship Him every morning. I'm going to worship Him every day because His Spirit is the conquering power. That's why we've got to be careful, because if not, if we become careless and start allowing our children to be more excited about Hollywood and that world than they are about Jesus and these Sunday school teachers and sensing the glory of the Spirit that happens in a worship service in a holiness church or setting. We're not quitting. We're not giving up. We may have changed a few things, but we are not going that direction. We want to be ready because we're going to be looking up. That's the way we want to go. Because as we look unto Jesus, who furnishes a life of integrity, there's not anything wrong with the integrity of a moral life. And there's very little right about an immoral life. It's the darkness and it's the light. That doesn't mean that people don't have the Holy Ghost, never do good stuff. Matter of fact, I know a lot of nice people that do a lot of nice things. So it's their choice. But if you don't have the power, of the Spirit of the Lord and been buried your old history in the name of Jesus Christ, that's not a new creation. It's just a visibility. And you can appreciate the visibility of a good day. But if you don't make the best of a good day, it's just another day. So tonight, as we come to the end of this, I want to encourage you to be careful about worldliness and godliness. Godliness with contentment is great gain. That scripture alone tells you that the more of God you fill your life with, the higher you grow up into Him, and watch the rest of that scripture, in all things. That's every part of life. You grow up into Him in all things. Marriage, child-parent relationship, relationship with your boss, relationship with people that hate you, people that don't do you right. You become a conqueror and an overcomer. Could we just praise the Lord as we stand? And if there's anybody here that doesn't have the Holy Ghost, if you will slip to the front, we will pray with you and share with you scriptures about being born again of the Spirit. And if there's anybody here that has not been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, we've got the water warm. And for all of you online, if you need to be baptized, we'll stay here till you can get here. In the name of Jesus, there is a fire burning in this place tonight. Oh, hallelujah.
I'm an overcomer.
Jesus gave me the victory.
Adam Darnell Little, upon confession of your faith and in obedience to the word of the Lord, we now baptize you in the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sin.
Jesus washes me, and all the blood.
Thank you for making this a great event again this evening. And thank you, Jesus, for the kingdom that you have positioned us in.